Identity theft. What are the myths and realities in today's marketplace? Hi, this is Tom Field. I'm editorial director with Information Security Media Group. I'm talking with Steve Schwartz, who's executive vice president of consumer services with Intersections, Inc. Steve, it's a pleasure to talk with you today.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
How about you introduce yourself and Intersections for people that might not be familiar?
Sure. Intersections is a company that's been in the identity theft space for quite some time now. We were founded about 16 years ago. We started off straight credit reports and credit monitoring. And as the space has been evolving, we've been evolving. We provide a lot of services that directly to consumers through their financial institutions and also through the direct-to-consumer market through our Identity Guard brand.
Very good. So I raised this question up front, identity theft, the myths and the realities. I know you've just been a part of a big report on this, so talk about some of the myths and realities.
Right, so the new Javelin study just came out, and it showed actually this year that identity theft was down, which I think on the surface everybody thinks is a really good thing. And I think one of the myths right up front there is that people can sort of relax and say, oh, identity theft's down, you know, I don't have to worry about it. There are a number of reasons why theft went down, but some of it is just that it's changing. The criminals are pretty smart, and just pure credit card fraud was something that was big in the past, and now they're moving over to things like new account fraud. And one of the big myths around the entire identity theft arena, I think, is that consumers, while there are tools for them to do to monitor and protect themselves, it's really, really hard to do it comprehensively unless you have help through whether it's a service like ours, software services, antiviruses, a lot of things and tools that consumers can use. But it's very difficult to do it all by yourself.
Steve, what is some of the barriers here? I mean, I get the sense that consumers think that it's not going to happen to them, it's going to happen to somebody else. How are they being victimized in ways that they don't know?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, the apathy is something that we find all the time. And even consumers who know a friend who's had everybody I talk to, oh yeah, that happened to someone else.
Right.
And they think it can't happen to them. And it is devastating when it happens to a consumer. It's a lot of time and effort to unwind yourself from these things. It's so easy to get caught. You really have to be vigilant at all times. A lot of common sense things, but information is out there. It's flying around. You know, we like to say that the identity theft, the theft of information, is practically impossible to stop. Your information is out there flying around in the internet. It's the fraud itself that you need to really be worried about, the actual fraud, and the ways there are ways to detect that early and stop its damage. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a bit about what you do with your customers and how they fight identity theft and, by extension, fraud.
Right. So we work with customers in a partnership. We never tell people we'll protect you entirely by yourself. And mostly what we do is give people data on themselves. So whether it's credit data or public information data or alternate credit application sources, we present to consumers data about themselves, and it's their job to look at it and say, oh, that's me, that's okay, I can move along, or hey, that's not me. And then we have an entire center that specializes in helping people find out if it's not them, where that came from, and how to recover from it.
So give us an example, if you can, even if you just have to come up with one out of thin air. How is a customer using you, and what are you specifically giving them?
Right, so we've actually done some focus groups with our consumers, and our most active customers use us in every week. They'll go online, they'll look at whatever reports we give them, their credit reports, their alerts, they'll scan through all their public records, they'll make sure their antivirus is up to date, their anti-key locking software is up to date, and they just play a really active role in their own protection. And those are the consumers that spot anomalies early. And so if someone were to see an application opened up in their name or a new mortgage record somewhere that wasn't theirs, they would call us up. And we would walk through our entire recovery process with them, which is we have our own internal recovery process, and we also work with the Financial Services Roundtable. We provide the back end for the ITAC Identity Theft Assistance Center.
Very good. So we obviously deal with a lot of financial organizations as well as government agencies, healthcare agencies. If there's a message for them, what can they be doing to get these important messages to their consumers?
Well, I think education. I think the institutions, I think they do a very, very good job. They're trying their best to stop the fraud and confirm identities, but what they need to do more is educate their customers and consumers, because it's a two-way street. You know, the banks and the government and all the other institutions can only do so much if you have a piece of malware on your machine and you don't know it, and you're giving your data out to everybody who comes by. And I think the education process, that it is a crime that can happen to you, that it has bad consequences, and that you can protect yourself and still be out there and live your life in the world.
Great. Steve, if there's one message you want people to take away about identity theft, what would that be?
So it's along the same thing. It's a partnership. It's not anybody's single responsibility to stop identity theft, and consumers need to take a larger role in their own protection. We talked a little bit earlier about having, you know, the right software on your machine, keeping it updated, watching your data and information, setting your alerts at your banks, and when something looks strange, take action on it. Don't ignore it. So it's really a two-way street, and I think that the banks and the government have to work in concert with the consumers in order to really cut down this crime.
Very good, Steve Schwartz. Thank you very much.
Thank you.